Now, be honest, darling. Did you really enjoy it that much? I know that you're not big on going out, and you despise having to wear formal clothes with a passion. You're saying you had a great time, but I can tell just by looking at you that you're tense, that you're on edge, perhaps regretful? Darling, there's no need to pretend in front of me the way that you felt that you had to in front of all those people. Ugh, or that waitress. The way she looked at you? Well, I can't blame her, but still. I know it was a test, my final trial, but it still hurt to just sit there and watch you being looked at with such lust. Good thing imagining clawing a bitch's eyes out is perfectly fine and legal. Just sorry that you had to suffer as I did. Of course it was my final test, darling. You can't possibly think I didn't know all along. Darling, I know it was a terrible experience for you as well. A waste of time and money, really. I know exactly why you're so fidgety. You wish we could have just stayed home, right? When you compare the last 3 hours of misery to what we could have been doing instead of the opposite side of the table from you in a snob restaurant, I could have spent that time under you, wetting our bed. You could have had me service you with my mouth while you played our video game. You could have had me play it with you. You could have had me play it on my own while you played with me. We could have taken a bath, cooked and baked together, done so many different, exciting things together. Instead, you chose to squirm uncomfortably for hours in an outfit that you hate while waiting for and then pecking at food that doesn't even come close to my home cooking. All the while having to endure all these disgusting people gawking at my body filling out this dress that you chose for me for your viewing pleasure. Oh, don't worry, darling. It's not like my gaze wandered. Not like yours, anyway. Oh, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have no idea how happy it makes me. The difference is so painfully clear between the eyes you only ever look at me with and those you have for everyone else. Tonight, you spent more time looking at others in the restaurant than me. In our early days, it would have driven me insane. It would have driven me to tears, to violence. Tonight, I loved it. I savored the jealousy and possessiveness in your eyes as you looked around and met the lustful gazes of people openly envious, openly ignoring their dates to look at us. Of their dates, none the wiser, because they were doing the same. You wanted to rip the cloth off the table, send all those plates and cutlery and flowers flying, and cover me from the prying eyes like your prized possession. But you didn't. You just kept looking around and at me. Every time your eyes returned to mine, as if to check if I'm still there, for an anxious heartbeat, they were full of fear, full of resentment. And then every single time, they warmed up, reassured by the unwavering devotion and worship in my gaze, until again clouding with disbelief and doubt, until again you couldn't stand it, until you had to look away. The cycle repeated dozens of times in those 3 hours, maybe hundreds. I watched it play out over and over again, as if in slow motion. I felt your pain, darling. I felt your doubt, and every time, it tore my heart to pieces. Why did you doubt what you saw in my eyes? Too good? You think my love is too good to be real, darling? I don't think me just saying otherwise would help much. So I'll do something else. I will tell you a secret. But first, let's move to the bedroom. The bed, specifically. I want you comfy for what's about to go down. Now, please lie down on our bed. The bed that was soaked through with the liquid proof of our love so many times. I would say too many times to keep track, except I totally kept track. This bed is a shrine of our pleasure, an altar of our elation. Please, lay down on it, darling. Thank you. Now, let me get on top of you. Where I belong is the high priestess of your delight. Your little twisted rapture. You're shivering, darling. Is it anticipation or fear? Both would be justified. The secret is quite dark. I cheated. I know exactly what you're thinking, darling. It's written all over your face. But I would never cheat on you. There is no conceivable scenario where I would, willingly or not. No one will ever separate us. No one will ever take me away from you. No other hands will ever touch me. No other lips will ever taste mine. I would rather die than break your trust. I feel your hesitation and doubt, but I can't offer you a satisfying answer. I can't tell what the source of my love for you is, only that it's true. It's the one thing in my life I'm absolutely certain of. My love for you is my I think, therefore I am. You validate my existence. I live to love you. I love you, darling. I'm only yours. I always will be. But you knew all that. I've told you before, with my words and with my eyes. And you know, my eyes don't lie. Not to you. But you're disappointed. You're wondering why I used that word, knowing it would hurt you. I did it on purpose. I know you needed to hear my words of reassurance after today, and I needed to say them, but they wouldn't have felt as genuine if I just said them unprompted. I needed a trigger, so I devised one. The devious little devil I am. What I meant was that I found a way to cheat my way through the month, through your little test. You see, it's just impossible for me to contain my fury when I look at others looking at you, when I hear them talking to you, when they dare touch you on some flimsy excuse. Take any amount of the attention and affection I want to be mine and mine only. It's fuel to my inner inferno. I can't help it. So I didn't look. I only looked at you. I took you in with all my senses. You are a wonderful distraction, darling. I thought I was going to fail your challenge just a couple of days into the month. But I didn't, did I? Focusing on you made it easy, made it a reward in itself, made me calm and happy, and not care about the others. But I need to hear you say it. Was I a good girl? Did I please you? Are you glad we entered our little contract? Darling, you tremble beneath me. It's so cruel of me to keep you waiting like this. But this was your idea. You brought this upon yourself. But I don't want you to suffer. Let's get to it. Tell me if I was a good girl. Tell me if I pass. Now, darling, that means I've upheld my end of the bargain. Are you going to uphold yours? Will you give me anything I ask for? I meant it, you know, when I said that it was unnecessary. That I love you. That you need but to command. That I'm happy to obey. That being by your side is the only reward I need. But there is something I want that you've not given me yet. Something you're desperately trying to protect. Darling, what I want is your shame. I want it gone. I know you well, darling. I can feel there are things that you want me to do, or do to me, that you don't tell me about. I suspect it's because you're afraid of losing me. You're afraid that they will change what I think about you, change my love for you. I think today's confirmed it. But it's silly. Nothing you could conceivably do would weaken my love for you. You can do anything you want with me. And it's not like I will endure it. I want you to be yourself around me. I want you to give me the real you. I want to be everything you want me to be. It would be the ultimate height of happiness for me. I am yours to use however you please, so long as you don't discard me afterwards. So, the reward I ask for is simple. I want you to give me your shame, to tell me how you want to use me without any reservations, and to go through with it. Please? You seem confused, almost relieved, too? Wait, what were you expecting me to say? Did you think I was going to hurt you? Steal your soul or something? Silly darling. What makes you think I haven't already? I'm just kidding, darling. Don't tense up like that. I would never hurt you. I mean, unless you want me to hurt you. If that's the secret desire you're hiding, then I don't know. It will be hard, but we'll figure something out. Anything for you. Anything. So, what do you want me to do? You want what? did you never ask if you could Facebook me before? You thought you would hurt me and it would be degrading. That is so sweet. If you haven't noticed, I am happy to do anything for you. And I would enjoy being degraded. I would love to do it, sweetheart. All right. Here, stand up. I'm gonna get down on my knees. Come on, grab my head. You can do it, I promise. I want to do anything that would make you happy. Nope, no gag reflex. Not at all. You gonna come? Come in my mouth. I'm gonna swallow it. You came kind of quickly there. Did you like that? Good. I am so glad that you finally told me what you wanted. I would have done that for you the first day I met you. I fell in love with you when I first saw you. I will really do anything for you. I mean it. Oh, I don't know. I guess some women just don't gag when they have a cock stuck in their throat. Is that weird?